is joy? What stops you from experiencing it? And how can you cultivate more joy? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we discuss joy for deeper Christian living. You know, I am so excited, Tammy, that we're talking about joy. I started taking a deeper look at joy in 2020, and I felt led to that because I realized that I wasn't fully sure how to define joy, how to put words around it, because I was looking at a world, you know, that was in chaos last year, and I really wanted to live into joy, especially as a Christian, to live into it. So what was it? Because I was seeing the world defining joy as when things are good in life. And last year, you know, a lot of people didn't have a lot of good things that they felt that they could speak to. But I felt that joy was different than happiness. I really believe that. But what was it, you know? So I knew it wasn't momentary. I knew it wasn't dependent on circumstances because I had learned that through some challenging times in my life that I could have joy despite what my senses were taking in around me. And so the deeper I dug into joy, you know, I realized that for me, it was internal. It had to be a choice that I was making. It had to be a mindset that I had. But what about you, Tammy? How do you define joy?
Well, I totally agree with you, Jo Heather, the point of view that it is it is a choice, that joy, true joy, is not based on my circumstances, but rather I define it as a peaceful satisfaction, that I can be joyful no matter what my circumstances are. I'm going to choose joy over choosing what all my senses are telling me I should be feeling, you know. And, you know, I just want to share with our viewers who are listening that I got a chance to dive in deeper to joy this January with our, you know, co-host here, Jo Heather Dodson, as she had a woman's retreat online of a Fill Your Joy Tank. And it was awesome. For those who didn't get a chance to come and join in for this, it was like 3 hours, I think we all joined in together. It was basically a bunch of passionate women coming together who were just, you know, sharing about joy in their lives, how it impacts them, lifting each other up on how they can better have joy, you know, all the time. And so I just want to encourage you guys, if you would like to, you know, be able to participate in any upcoming, you know, conferences, you know, to reach out to Jo Heather. You can find her email on our website. You can also stay tuned on our podcast here, because I'm sure we're going to be talking about other things in the future that people can join in and be a part of.
Yeah, Tammy, we sure had fun at that retreat. I just loved it, that chance to really dig in, because that's what our really fast-paced lives, we haven't had a lot of time to do that. And 2020 brought a lot of time for us to kind of slow down for some. Others, it didn't, but it gave us a chance to slow down and to say, well, what is joy? How do I define it? What does it mean to me? What does it look like in my life? How can I remember to choose it? All these things. And I encourage our listeners to take some time to meditate on joy. We're talking about it today to kind of spark your interest to go, yeah, what is that for me? What is that for me? And one of the things I just want to remind you guys is that, you know, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And when I think about the fruits, I'm imagining a fruit tree in my backyard. And what I have to do to reap a harvest from that is to take care of the tree, right? To give it attention, to pay attention to it. And that's what we're talking about. Joy is something that you can cultivate, that you can get more of. And you may be going, I don't know how to do that. My life is in shambles. Okay, well, you know, that's what we're talking about today is through prayer, through calling out to the Holy Spirit. You know, you can think about Proverbs 17:22, which is, you know, a joyful heart is good medicine. Oh, that's good for your whole being, your body, your soul, your spirit, is to choose joy. And sometimes, you know, looking for joy means looking for humor, looking for the things you can smile about, even when things don't go right. What was something good in your day? One thing, something that was funny, something you can laugh about. Sometimes you need to look for joyful people. people who will help bring that spark into your life, or be a good joy mentor is what I like to look for. And another part of joy can be holding out grace for yourself and for people around you. That was my word of the year in 2020, was grace. And I learned a lot about that. And I can access joy by bringing, giving myself grace for things where I mess up, and giving grace to others. So there's just a lot of ways to live out joy.
Yeah, you really covered quite a bit there. lots of ponder on this week of joy. Woo, quite a load there. But I really love the point that you brought about up about the fruit of the Spirit. It reminds me of Galatians 5:22, which talks about, what is, the fruit of the Spirit. What does that look like? And joy is right there between peace and love, among other good qualities. And for those who are listening, that maybe that's a new term, that you don't know. What is the fruit of the Spirit? What are you talking about? Well, we're talking about, what are you producing out of your spirit? Are you producing good fruit, or are you producing bad fruit? And as Christians, the scripture is full of passages about how we are supposed to be producing good fruit out there, so that we can be sharing at all times, letting this joyfulness just overflow as a light out unto the world.
Yeah, I just love kind of meditating on that. And I love how the Bible creates word pictures for us. Because when we think about fruit, I can quickly picture what is good fruit and what is rotten fruit, right? And so that joy, maybe that's a visual for you this week that you could try out. You could come up with, what is that visual? What does it look like? Good fruit for you, joy. What does joy look like for you? And paint a mental picture, and maybe that's what you can draw up in yourself for this week as you think about joy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I just want to take a minute here, so that we can make sure that you know how you can find us. Depending on what platform that you're listening from, make sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And please join our mailing list at loveandencouragement.com. And on our website, we feature early access on Wednesdays to both audio and video of our podcast. And I just want to take a minute here as to go back. We've talked a lot about the fruit of the Spirit and what joy is and stuff, but I think it's important to talk about, what are the things in life that can kind of rob your joy, take things away from you, distract you from joy, bringing you up and down. And the world is not a perfect, peaceful place all the time. There's things in this world that they're going to come in and steal your joy, circumstances, people, things that are out of our control that can come in and take away this joy, So I know, Joe Heather, you want to talk about what some of those things look like, even for Christians?
Absolutely. I think for me, and maybe for those of you listening, fear, anxiety, worry, these type of emotions, when I feel them start to bubble up inside, I know they are an enemy to my joy. They take my mind to places that they don't need to go, because the word is very clear. Worry is not going to add a single day to my life, or a minute, or anything. It doesn't add anything to me, and it doesn't bring me joy. Worry, anxiety, and fear, I feel, are opposite of that. Another thing that I've realized over time has really impacts my joy is being around complaining and whining. Even the word just is so opposite of joy, because I have a family member who I love, but our perspectives are very, very different. I am a glass half full kind of person. He is a glass half empty kind of guy. And there are times when we're together that I really struggle, and that his viewpoint really, I feel it start to drain my joy. I feel it just leaking out, my joy leaking out. And I try as hard as I can, because I love him and I respect him. But I just know sometimes I actually have to step away. I have to say, well, you know what? This is really draining me right now. It's draining my joy, and I'm just going to have to take a little break. I just have to take a little break and separate myself. It doesn't mean I don't love that person or respect them, But that's a tool that I use if I recognize fear, anxiety, and worry. I know it's that time that I've got to shift the lens, shift the focus back to joy. And if I'm around a person who maybe isn't a naturally joy-filled person, I notice when I'm starting to get a tipping point where I'm going to go in a direction I don't want to go, and then, just take a little break.
No, I totally agree. And you're in a situation where, there's love in that. I mean, I can relate. I was engaged for 6 years with a man that I just couldn't marry. Couldn't marry. No matter how much I tried to be positive and uplifting, he has negative attitude. I'd pray for him and everything, but that was where he was at. And it drained me, especially as a creative person. I mean, he would come home and yell at me and it would kill all my creative flow for days at a time. And here, God's calling me, team. I need you to write these books. I need you to do things. And I had to choose. I mean, for me, I had to choose, am I going to follow God and do the things he's going to do? And so I had to walk away from that relationship. And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you either, if you're in a marriage and you have children or you have relatives, you have to work with them. But if you're in a situation where you have to choose, sometimes the hard thing is to do the right thing, and it is to walk away. I know. But today, to other people like you, other Christian friends of mine, I choose to surround myself with people who are uplifting, joy-filled believers. I give to them and I need them to give back to me, to uplift me up, to help me to continue to do this walk that God's called me to do. But I want to dive a little bit deeper today. I know when we were going over the outline for today, we talk about what's on our heart, that we want to share. And so I want to share the book of John. For those who don't know, it's my favorite book of the Bible. I love the book of John, and I go there often for to help me grow as a Christian and for insightful stuff. So there's two verses today that I want to cover. The first one is in case you have your Bible, go ahead and pull your Bible out. It's in chapter 15, and it's verses 9 through 17. Now it's a big chunk. Now I'm not going to cover everything. And I've studied this and I've pondered this and I've even written about it in my God is Able book. But Jesus is defining here, just to give you a summary of what love is. He's showing us where love come from, what it is, and how we are to love in relationship to his relationship with God. And so this is the context that he's sharing in. But the verse I want to talk about here to help you in terms of what we're talking about, because we want to know, what Jesus has to say about joy. Right? And so this is a scripture here that we can point to where it says, I have told you this so that my joy, this is Jesus's joy. He's saying, my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And I think this is really interesting because he's saying complete joy, which means that by ourselves, we have incomplete joy. And it goes back to what you were talking about, that perspective, Joe, Heather, of the glass half empty. We're relying on our own joy for that. And Jesus is saying, nah, you're never going to have complete joy without me, And I know it takes, we can't always be in that place, but on our own, we're not going to be able to gather up whatever we need in a situation. And so that's why he wants us to rely on him to take on, his love and his joy so that we can have that complete joy. Then the second verse that I want to look at is in my Bible. It's like around the next page. It's in chapter 16, and there's only two verses, which is verse 23 and 24. Now, what's going on here is Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. And the passages beforehand, he's preparing his disciples for what's to come. He's letting them know, people are going to be out celebrating my death, and you're going to be mourning. You're going to be sad. You're going to be confused what's, going on because I've tried to prepare you, but you still don't get it. But he's saying, but this is what is coming. He is saying that he said, I tell you the truth. So when Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this is the truth, that his Father, the Father in heaven, is going to give you whatever you ask for him in the name of Jesus. And what Jesus is saying here, if you look at the very, very last line, he's saying, ask and you will, not you might, maybe. He's saying you will receive and your joy, he's talking about your joy, will be complete. So why is that? Why is it that when we go to the Father and we ask in Jesus' name and we receive, why is that complete joy? Well, I think it's kind of obvious, right? We've just gone to the Father with what's on our heart, what's burdening us in this world, that's taking away our joy. And we're saying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hear my prayer. And And Jesus is saying, when you do that, God's saying yes. And we're going to have joy. I don't know about you, but I have joy when my prayers are answered, you know, and that is the joy coming from Jesus that is complete joy. So I just wanted to share this with you because this is what was on my heart when we were going through this, because it gets me excited to think about, I don't have to rely on my own joy. I have the joy of Jesus.
Amen. I mean, that's the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your strength. And, you know, just hearing this, and I'm, you know, seeing Christ as he's there at that Last Supper with his disciples and just telling them, you know, the Father loved me and I love you. And you have my joy, you know, when you're abiding in that love and you're loving others, you know, when you follow what I command, which is to love others. And so we see love and joy really bound up in this chapter that Tammy just outlined. And it's such a comfort, just what you said, Tammy, when I know that my joy can be complete in Jesus. And you always hear people talking about, oh, there's a part of me that's missing. If you feel like a part of you is missing, talk to Jesus about it. You know, talk to God about it. He's saying, you know, I have what you need. Your joy can be complete in me. And, you know, we want that for you. We want it to be despite the circumstances. I want you to know that when things are really, really tough, you know, look to Nehemiah 8:10, you know, just keep repeating, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And there have been times where I've been in physical pain and just reminding myself, the joy of the Lord is my strength, you know, knowing that this moment of pain is not forgotten by God. He's right in the midst of it with me. And that my joy is in him and the fact that he is with me and that he does care for me and he does love me and he wants to comfort me and strengthen me. And he does all of that. Just like you said, he told us to pray in his name so that our joy can be complete. It's just this beautiful reminder of waking up every day, and inviting Christ in and saying, you know, this is my life, you know, you're my life, and I lay everything at you, you know, just lay it down and asking you to fill me with your joy so that I can, Tammy, you talk about this in your book, you know, what the God is able, you know, if he fills me, let me be a basin, and then I hold it out. So if I can exhibit and really live into that joy and hold it out, you know, it can flow out into the world so that no matter what you're going through, you can share it with others. You can be that witness.
Amen. So well said. You know, I for those who are listening, that is definitely something I think you could cherish throughout the week. You know, look at that and look at your circumstances and say, do I really have to choose to not be happy? Can I really choose to have joy? You know? And so I just want to take a moment here, another moment, to let you know that today's Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored today by our very own Jo Heather Dotson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Are you an entrepreneur or individual ready to discover what's next in your life? As a credentialed coach, Jo Heather provides a space for you to discover the answers you need for your work and life. Partnering with her through structured conversations, you create action plans aimed at fulfilling your God-given purpose and calling. Now, you can find out more about Jo Heather and her coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. And if you would like to be a sponsor of a future episode, reach out to us and contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy. Well, I got to say, I am feeling super encouraged by this conversation about joy. And, you know, I'm ready for us to kind of dig in and offer you, you know, ways that you can cultivate more joy into your life. As I said, last year, I began digging in, trying to understand joy, really to live it out into my life. And, you know, so as a part of that, I felt the leading of the Holy Spirit to start a Facebook page. And I know some of you guys might not be on Facebook, but it was just an opportunity to join in with other people. And I started a 30 days of thankfulness challenge. And yes, it was in November. But it was just an opportunity to practice thankfulness or practice gratitude. And the reason that I chose that and the spirit led me to that actually was that gratitude and thankfulness were helping me to access joy, helping me to change the mindset, change the lens. And so I made this commitment, I put it out there, and some of you guys who are watching and listening were probably a part of that challenge. We had a lot of folks take part, and it was very impactful. Really helped us, all of us who participated, to remember what are the things that we're looking for in our life. Are we looking for God's fingerprints, or am I looking for where things are going wrong? You know, am I focusing on my freedom to worship Him, or am I caught up in the fact that, you know, my country is changing and maybe they don't support me as a Christian? You know, it's the shifting of the lens and to go, you know, what is building my joy versus what is kind of pulling it down? And what I loved, as I said, I got into reading about joy and thinking about joy. And I have this quote I'd like to share with you from Kay Warren. She is a Christian author, just like Tammy's a Christian author. She's out of the West Coast. And she wrote in one of her books, Choose Joy, it says, joy and gratitude are linked together. You cannot be grateful without experiencing joy, and you can't experience joy without being grateful. And so I thought that summed up my experience last year in the challenge. And it also helped me to remember that practicing gratitude, practicing thankfulness were a tool to keep me focused on joy. And that's just one of the ways that it helped me doing the challenge. But Tammy, you know, how does gratitude help you cultivate more joy in your life?
Well, I really enjoyed listening to what you just had to say, and I did participate in that online gratitude. I remember there were several times I had put my 2 cents in, and I enjoyed seeing what everybody else what it was a very good thing to participate in, especially, you know, during the month of, you know, when you're around Thanksgiving, you're supposed to be thankful, thinking about that, not Black Friday specials. Anyways, but you know, I do agree that gratitude, you know, is a tool that we can use to maintain our joy. You know, there's a lot of occasions where, I'll be honest, I just wasn't feeling it. There were circumstances. I've had a lot of circumstances come against me, financial things against my health, things against my family, things against my time management, not getting things to work right, where I have to choose sometimes on a daily basis that I'm not going to let this get to me. I'm going to have to choose joy. And one of those things for me is praising God. And because praise, if you don't know this, it's a form of worship. And the enemy hates that. The enemy hates it, you know. And if you just start speaking words of gratitude and praise out of your mouth, you're going to hear those words coming out. And you might have to start with, and I'll give you some examples. Thank God I have a roof over my head. It's leaking, but thank you that I have a roof over my head, you know. I mean, and you just go through and you start thinking, I have food. You know, I have food in my, we're not hungry. I've been able to pay my mortgage every month. You know, I might have a lot of bills, but you provided. And you just go, you know, my car, you know, yeah, I just had to drop a new transmission in. But, you know, you paid for that, God. You found a way. You know, I still have a car. I don't have to walk. You know, you can go through and you can find things. Even when you're not feeling it, you start speaking it. And eventually you start to, that, you know, what comes out of your mouth and you hear starts to change what's in your heart. And then you start to be really excited about the things that you're grateful for. And when you're grateful for things, you start to feel joy in any situation. You can be, you know, I broke down, but I broke down in my own driveway. I'm not stranded somewhere. You know, I mean, I can't, most of the time, 90% of the time I've broken down in my 13-year-old car, it's been in my own home.
Wow.
It's only a few times I've had to break down and wait for, you know, AAA to come get me. And those are things to be grateful for. You know, it really is. I mean, even the time I broke down, out front of Staples, picking up a chair for my son, the emergency, the line broke. Now, had I been driving, that could have caused an accident. So, you know, I didn't find that out until it was in the repair shop. But these are the kind of things God sometimes will inconvenience us to save us from something else down the road. And so, you know, always praise God in every situation and hear the words coming out of your mouth. Like I said, start with bare minimum if you have to, and eventually you'll be praising God and singing all his praises.
Amen, amen. Because I think about, I'm so aligned with what you're saying, Tammy. Because, you know, I wake up and I think, you know, praise God, I was able to bathe my own body today, right? Because there's a lot of folks out there who might be listening who aren't able to do that because of disability or age or other things. You have to praise God in the small things, and that brings you joy. Last week, my son had to come home sick from school. But we were finding ways to praise God. Well, you know what I'm glad of? I didn't get sicker at school, and I'm glad of this, and we were just trying to come up with a list, and it makes me think of, you were talking about your vehicles. This was a number of years ago, and I was living alone at the time, and I didn't have a cell phone. This kind of thing was not happening. And so I jumped in my car to go to church on a Sunday morning, and I broke down on the side of the road, about a mile and a half, 2 miles away from the house. And your first thought is, I don't believe it. I was trying to do the right thing and go to church and look at it. So the whining, the complaining that I mentioned earlier, which happens to us, we're fallen people. It's there. And I went, exhale. I started walking for home. And I just said, this is my chance to praise the Lord. So I was praising God. It was not raining. I had happened to wear comfortable shoes that day instead of heels. I was only 2 miles from the house. That's doable, and I just kept looking for things, and I just decided to use it as a time of worship. And by the time I got home, I was just filled with joy. I mean, I was just infused, and I felt like I'd been to church, and I had the energy for the walk. I felt enthused. I felt the Lord's presence with me. And that, again, it goes back. He was my strength. He provided. I was able to get home. I was fine, and got the help that I needed to get the car later. But yeah, it's the choice in the small things, the everyday things, the happy things, the sad things, everything.
Oh, yes, and that's a beautiful example of choosing joy and incorporating that praise into your situation. For those who are listening today, this is a very important reminder that when something goes wrong, just to stop, take a minute, and pause and think about what can I praise God for in this situation. And I have to say, if you can't think of something, you ask the Holy Spirit who knows everything, because I'm sure he'll be able to point something out to you.
Amen. Because I was actually talking with my kids about that this morning. I'm like, hey, let's ask the Holy Spirit before you leave today. Show me what I need to do, and he'll show you what's joyful, right? He can reveal that, drop the scales from your eyes. But man, have we had a good time talking about joy today, Tammy. So I want to hold out a challenge question for our listeners this week. How can you give yourself permission to experience more joy?
And that's a great question, and we are very much looking forward to hearing what you write. You can either email us, you can put it in the comments on what platform that you're listening to, and we'll be sure to get back to you if you take the time to write to us. Before I close, I want to get back to a little bit of what is the fruit of the Spirit, and why, as Christians, we should be bearing this from the inside out. And one of the things for me is that you never know who's watching you. It could be somebody, the least of expected people who are paying attention to you, how you live your life. And I know a lot of people, and I'll just share a brief story. My stepfather was an atheist, and he raised me. And I one day asked him why. And as a little boy, he lived down by the road from this church, and these people were rushing to church late, and they ran over his dog. And they didn't stop. And they went to church and got out and walked in. And he was so heartbroken. And he's like, how can they be Christians? And it really shows the impact of what we do in our everyday lives. I pray for his salvation, to this day. It's been years since we've spoken. But our actions affect those around us. There's a lot of people, I see the comments on Facebook all the time, tattoos and people are nicer than Christians and these pedestal Christians and all this stuff. We have to walk. We have to. Jesus talks about the love, and that back to that scripture about how we're supposed to love each other. We are supposed to let the fruit of our spirit be known. It is supposed to be more evident to us than the non-believers. That it is supposed to shine so bright that people are gonna see us and say, I don't know what is up with Jo Heather. She is so happy and joyful. Whatever she has, I want, and I'm gonna find out what it is. And that's how you should be emanating from in you the fruit, the spirit of joy.
Oh, amen. Amen. I'm just going to point you guys back to what Tammy talked about today in John 15. That love that Christ commanded us to is a part of his joy, and that's what you shine into the world, just like Tammy said. Wow, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. We hope it blessed you greatly. And just remember, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like and subscribe so that you won't miss future episodes. And if you'd like to be on our advanced list, go to loveandencouragement.com to be given early access to each episode. Next week, we'll explore weariness as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.